This is Akashvani, the news read by Valsa Williams. The Union Cabinet has approved 12 new greenfield industrial smart cities under the National Industrial Corridor Development Programme to transform the country's industrial landscape. Addressing media after the Cabinet meeting in New Delhi, Information and Broadcasting Minister Ashwini Vaishnav said the combined estimated investment in these industrial areas will be 28,602 crore rupees. He said these projects will create 10 lakh direct and up to 30 lakh indirect jobs. The Cabinet Committee on Economic Affairs, CCEA, has approved two new lines and one multi-tracking project of Indian Railways at an estimated cost of 6,456 crore rupees. These projects will provide connectivity, facilitate ease of travel, minimize logistic costs, reduce oil imports and lower CO2 emissions. Union Minister Ashwini Vaishnav said the third line of Jamshedpur, Purulia, Asansol of 121 kilometres and Sardegah, Bhalumuda new double line of 37 kilometres have been approved. The Union Cabinet has approved the proposal for conduct of e-auctions for 730 private FM channels in 234 new cities. The move aims to boost local content in mother tongue and create new employment opportunities. The Telecom Regulatory Authority of India TRAI today released a review consultation paper seeking public input to strengthen regulations against unregistered telemarketers. The authority has called for input to address the issue of unsolicited commercial communications, particularly spam calls that harass the public. The Ministry of Information and Broadcasting has debunked fake news claiming that a court order was issued against various internet users. The ministry said a fraudulent email was used to mislead users about a court order against them from the Intelligence Bureau for accessing inappropriate websites. Furthermore, the users were asked to reply to the notice within 24 hours. The ministry categorically denied all the claims and has urged people to register any such cybercrime complaints on the national cybercrime portal cybercrime.gov.in. The External Affairs Ministry has said the Qatar authorities have handed over two saroops of Guru Granth Sahib to the Indian embassy in Doha. The saroops were taken from an Indian national in a case related to running a religious establishment without approval. In a statement, the ministry thanked the government of Qatar for handing the saroops of Guru Granth Sahib. The BJP has alleged that after diverting the investigation and protecting the accused in the alleged rape and murder of a doctor in Kolkata, now the West Bengal government is threatening the doctors. Addressing media in New Delhi, party spokesperson Dr. Sudhanshu Trivedi said the recent case of rape and murder in West Bengal is extremely unfortunate. He said public anger is now reaching a decisive point and this was visible during the bandh called by the BJP in West Bengal today. The government flagship financial inclusion scheme, Pradhan Mantri Jan Dhan Yojana, today completed 10 years. More than 53 crore beneficiaries have been banked under the scheme so far. Prime Minister Narendra Modi has congratulated all beneficiaries and thanked those who made this scheme a success. In Bangladesh, the interim government led by Professor Mohammad Yunus today lifted the ban on Jamaat-e-Islami and its student wing, Islami Chhatra Shibir. The government issued a notification in this regard. India's equity benchmark indices Sensex and Nifty ended on a positive note in a volatile trading session amid mixed global cues. Nifty 50 reached a new all-time high during the session, although profit booking in the last session dragged the index lower to settle at 25,052 with gains of 35 points. The Sensex closed the session 74 points higher at 81,785. The Paralympic Games 2024 will officially get underway in Paris today and will go on till the 8th of September. The opening ceremony will start at 11:30 p.m. IST. A total of 84 Indian para-athletes will compete in this edition of the Games. It is India's largest contingent in Paralympic history. And with that, we end this news bulletin.